A Palestinian freedom ride with a twist is gearing up to tour communities in the West Bank later this year. Palestinian actors and musicians will enact on-the-spot first-hand accounts drawn from the audience on life under Israeli military occupation using improvisational theatre. Themes to be employed in the theatre performances include political imprisonment, home demolitions and settler violence. An organiser of the tour told The Wire that the purpose of the project is to give Palestinians an avenue to talk about the stories they often find hard to tell, even within and among their own communities. Biwa Kwan has the story.
That was one female audience member in the West Bank telling of her sense of feeling like a second-class citizen trapped in her own home in a camp where, by contrast, foreign visitors were free to come and go. Almost immediately, a group of professionally trained Palestinian actors bring to life the story in a reenactment. That's a taste of how the improvisational theatre technique of playback theatre is being used in the Freedom Bus project. Historically, the art form of playback theatre has been used as a tool for education and transitional justice in contexts such as the racial conflict and reconciliation during the birthday celebrations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the US to interactions between refugee youth and police in Melbourne. But it has never been combined with the idea of a freedom bus ride to be used in the West Bank. Ben Rivers is an Australian citizen now living and working in the West Bank, and he is one of the organisers of the project.
The idea really arose after the Palestinian freedom riders rode through Palestine late last year. This ride is also inspired by historic freedom rides in other parts of the world. So obviously in America during the 60s and also in Australia, there were freedom rides to bring attention to the discrimination faced by Indigenous people.
He says playback theatre is particularly well suited to conveying the project's goals of communicating the everyday struggle of the Palestinians.
There are other socio-political tours through the West Bank, but we believe that by using theatre, we're engaging our audience in a different way. People are relating to the issues in a much more direct and visceral way. When we hear somebody tell their story and we see it enacted, all of our senses are engaged.
The Freedom Bus has already started performing in West Bank communities in preparation for the main launch in October. Where a live web broadcast will enable the Palestinians in Gaza, Jordan and Lebanon, as well as the wider international community, to participate. For many audience members who share their stories in the playback theatre performances, it's often the first time they have verbalised what has happened to them.
The reason is that often people in the community are experiencing similar forms of oppression. Many people will have had a family member imprisoned, for example, or many people will have had their land taken. Many people will be suffering illness due to the water crisis.
But while it might sound harrowing to hear and share these stories, Ben Rivers says the emotionally charged atmosphere in the room after a performance isn't of despair.
And although it sounds like doom and gloom in a way to hear so many tragic stories, this isn't actually the feeling in the audience. The feeling is more like a sense of being energized because these stories are being released and people are learning about what's happening.
Ben Rivers says perhaps the project's greatest strength is the fact it has tapped into the hunger of Palestinians in the West Bank to share their stories. Stories, he says, that have often been in direct contrast to mainstream media portrayals.
People want their story to be heard by the world, and really this is a desire to combat the mainstream media, which paints a very skewed picture of Palestinians and the situation here.
When you talk about a skewed view, what view is that?
You know, the stereotypes about Palestinian resistance being only an armed resistance and intent upon the destruction of Israel, that all Palestinians are terrorists, that kind of nonsense. So by illuminating and broadcasting the voice of ordinary Palestinians, we are giving people an opportunity to decide for themselves what the reality of life is here.
Ben Rivers, an organiser of the Freedom Bus Project, ending that report by Biwa Kwan.